Point of View
on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
All right, something else happened over the weekend. Banyaza Lusufi is now the ANC provincial candidate. He's now the chairperson of the ANC in Gauteng. That means that he is likely to become the premier of the province. So on the line to unpack all of this, Rebone Tau is a political analyst. Rebone, thank you for your time. Good evening.
Good evening to me, and good evening to the listeners, and thank you for having me on your show.
Banyaza Lusufi coming out victorious by a very slim margin. It's important for us to assess as residents of Gauteng what this then will mean for us, right? So Banyaza Lusufi is quite, I guess one would say, a likable character by residents of this province, by and large, if I have to be quite general in my statement. Does this bode well for the ANC, for people outside of the ANC?
I think I agree with you. Building up even to this conference, you know, when I spoke to some of the ANC leaders, from National, but who are based in Gauteng, they were saying that they hope that Banyaza wins this conference because they think that he will be a suitable candidate for 2024. They did not see Leboga Maile as a suitable candidate from the analysis, and also looking at Banyaza's track record as the MEC of education in Gauteng. But one thing, again, I think what impressed me about Banyaza also over the weekend is that his slate had three candidates who were women on his slate, and this is something that is not common within the ANC. We always see a men's club or a boys' club within the ANC, but that shows the kind of caliber and how he has confidence in women that he allowed his slate to have three candidates who are women within the ANC. Because if you look at Lebogang's slate, had only one woman in the top five, which is something that is common actually in the ANC, and I think we've gotten used to that.
Yeah, I mean, I must say, everybody seems to be saying the same thing. Women were winners in this particular election. But, you know, let's talk about other things. What I found really interesting, I've been listening to him over the weekend. A little bit of what I saw is, I guess, an experienced politician. Because there was a sense I got about how he responded to issues that came across. Now, that's not to say I'm saying he is, but that came across as someone who is slightly sincere about issues that are real. He spoke a little bit about, for instance, the march that happened on Friday to the offices of the Johannesburg mayor, and saying and highlighting, look, the residents of Soweto are unhappy. A lot has been happening in Soweto, and the ANC has not been present. The communities in this country are going on with or without the ANC. I found that quite sober and quite frank.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that if the ANC really is to reflect, I mean, Johannesburg, they got a big blow from Soweto because the residents of Soweto in the past local government elections did not go out and vote. You know, the turnout was very low in Soweto. But besides that, I mean, when you speak to some people also within the ANC, one of the things that they say is that one of the things that he's a humble leader. You know, he's not arrogant, and they feel at peace having him as a leader because they see that he's someone who's sincere, you know. So even those who are supporting him, they were supporting him based on that, those calibers about him, that being sincere and being humble at all times.
What would you then advise the ANC? Look, everybody is quite cautious about the ANC coming out victorious in 2024. Banyaza Lusufi now is the chair of Gauteng. Is this likely to change how voters see the ANC within the province?
I think it's not about him coming out as the chair, but I think it's about what is the plan of this PEC. We know that, okay, for now, only officials were elected. They have adjourned the conference and they will reconvene on Saturday to elect the 30 additional members. So it's about what plan do they have for Gauteng between now and 2024 elections, because it will be very important for the ANC to be on the ground and for the ANC to go back to its glory days, being an organization that, if you can remember back in the 90s, how the ANC was very active, you know, within the communities, and that has died over the years because of opulence and politics of money.
So Does his tenure as the MEC of Education in Gauteng, you know, work for him or against him? Because he does have a track record. And others may say, look, there are areas where he just does not have a handle of what's happening in education. We've seen the kind of violence that we've seen in schools. Yes, we see him going out to communities, families and schools, but it's not getting resolved. There are issues about other issues around infrastructure. We've spoken to communities in Soweto where there's been a backlog, and it comes down to the department and issues with contracts and so on. And we also know that there was a scandal. Yes, he says he did not do anything wrong around the COVID, the COVID saga within the Department of Education in the province. But again, does his track record in education bode well for him going forward as a chairperson of ANC in Gauteng?
Personally, on my analysis, as him being the MEC of education in Gauteng, I personally feel that he has not done much. And why I say that, he's been focusing more, on the former middle schools, which like Afrikaner schools, on the language issue, or on the issue where students are not accepted in those communities. But for me, I feel like historically the schools in the township, we have not seen change. They still remain the same as they were during apartheid. We still have kids that have to leave the township at maybe around 5 in the morning to go to a better school outside of the township. I feel that he still needs to do more. One thing I always say is that if you look at the Afrikaner community, look at those Afrikaner schools, how they are structured, how in terms of business, the SGB is so hands-on, they make sure that they maintain the school, they sustain the schools. He needs to learn some of those lessons to take them back to the township, so that even within the township, the SGB must be active, the business community must help some of the schools that are struggling financially in terms of infrastructure, because the government might have money, but the money might not be enough, and that's why the Afrikaner schools, they make a lot of money from the donations that are donated by that community to make sure that they have the best schools and produce the best results, and also in terms of infrastructure for sports. Because if you look at the sports in the townships, it's really bad, compared to the Afrikaner schools.
Mm. Let me just take you a bit further and broader with regards to the ANC, and you probably have not read the entire Zondo report, but we now know as well that the Zondo Commission does point to the ANC being a facilitator and one of the facilitators of state capture. Do you think that kind of very broad statement, but quite pointed to the ANC, will hurt some of what you're talking about now, will hurt the ANC broadly when we go to 2024?
Absolutely. In the ANC, it's back against the wall. The leadership of the ANC really needs to ask themselves what role do they play, because I feel that the problems of state capture is put at one man. That man served with a national executive committee of 86 members, including President Ramaphosa being his deputy president, being the chair of the deployment committee, which was central to some of the deployments within the SOEs. And unfortunately, President Ramaphosa misled the nations when he said that there were no minutes of that deployment committee, because he knows if those minutes would come out, they will show how central he was to some of those deployments that we heard of from the SOEs that were looted, So it is unfortunate that the ANC also, you look at the Busasa, how they benefited through the war room, So the ANC stands to be accused number one. I don't know how the ANC is going to deal with this thing, but they really need to be sober if they're really serious. But I don't see them really also being sober about it, because for the longest time the ANC has been talking about renewal, but we're not feeling any renewal. It remains a slogan that is just being said by the leadership of the ANC.
Are you alluding to the fact that, Rebone, in as much as the Panyaza, for instance, is now the chairperson of the ANC in Gauteng, that this may not necessarily lead him and deliver him as the premier of the province?
Listen, Gauteng is bad for the ANC. Mm. Let's go back just to 2016 local government elections. The ANC has not recovered from those 2016 local government elections. The ANC has declined And we have seen in this past local government elections where the ANC got below 50%. We can go back to 2019. The ANC won 2019 by a slim margin, just over 50%. So the ANC, it is really in trouble. And I always say to people, the ANC, if it does not watch out, in 2024, it is definitely going to be officially a rural party, because then it does not have a Western Cape. It won't have Gauteng. Because the problems of Gauteng and the problems of the rural parties are very complex, are very different. In Gauteng, you can't give people food parcels to get their votes. They will not vote for you.
Rabone Tau, thank you so much for your time. Rabone Tau is a political analyst. We may have lost him there, unfortunately, but this is as much time as we have for this conversation today.
Point of View
on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.